My name's Nick Explicit. Michelle's got your sport, and Dominic Majols has got all your news as well. Interesting enough, I spoke about the fact that we're approaching our sixth mass extinction. In fact, half of Earth's forests, by the way, are way emptier than what they were 40 years ago. This is according to a new report which was put out by the World Wildlife Fund. Mm-hmm. In fact, the report tracked populations of 268 species of forest dwellers. This includes birds, mammals, amphibians, reptiles worldwide between 1970 and 2014, the most recent study. And it showed that there is a decline of 53% worldwide. And humans are to blame. More than 80% of all terrestrial animals, plants, and insect species call forests home. However, a combination of habitat destruction, hunting, the spread of invasive species, climate change, and disease are killing off these animals. And this is major. I mean, 53% is not something to sit and say, oh, well, we'll be all right. Yeah. In fact, the growing body of evidence suggests that the Earth is in the middle of a mass extinction event, the sixth of its kind in the planet's history, with more than 27% of all species on the planet are at threat with extinction, according to the International Union for Conservation of Nature's Red List. Currently, 40% of the plants, amphibians, 25% of its mammals, 14% of its birds, and 33% of its coral reefs are threatened. That's and it's all thanks to human activity and us being inconsiderate.
You.
Pollution being one of them.
Yeah. Oh, yes, definitely, yeah. Pollution being one of them.
There was a place I saw, I think I was watching the news the other day, and there was just so many fishes outside of the river.
Yeah.
But people kept taking them and eating them. They said, nah, they're going to take them either way, but there were so many outside of the river.
Yeah, not only that, but between 1910 and 2010, tiger populations plummeted dramatically over this period. And International Tiger Day, which is celebrated on the 29th of July, revealed this, that now tigers are on the endangered list as well.
What?
Yeah. We're not going to have tigers soon as well, guys. Thanks to us.
What should happen though? Like we the shops have tried doing these recycling things, you know, and people are not adhering to it. It seems, you know,
people not adhering to anything. We're just thinking about ourselves, and we're gonna reach a point where there's not gonna be any animals for us to see anymore.
Yeah.
The only thing we'll get is stuffed animals.
Wow. Yeah. So plus they love those ones.
So chances are our kids won't see.
They'll
tigers.
Never see a real tiger. Our children will never be able to utter the words, was a tiger.
Yeah, true.
And that's the unfortunate reality that we live in, is that we're killing everything off because we are selfish.
That place I was talking about, it was around Cape Town, and pharmaceutical companies were to blame for that.
Yeah, where the fish are dying.
Yes.
I mean, guys, have you ever seen a fish in the Jackskay River? I've never seen a fish in the Jackskay River.
Yeah, same here. Mm-hmm.
I've never seen a fish in the Hennops River. Maybe they are. I'm not sure.
Guys, this is bad, hey? This
people
is really bad.
Tell me, you live in the Vaal. Is there any fish left in the Vaal River? Let's start with that.
Have you seen
any fish with your own eyes?
No, I haven't. But it's huge. The Vaal River is big. So maybe
Have you seen crabs?
Nah.
Have you seen, is there significant bird life? Is there like birds that you look at and you're like, wow, I've never seen that before,
never. No, actually, I haven't. Oh, guys, no, I haven't.
There we go.
My goodness.
You live next to a pool of water and you do not see any wildlife. Mm. I don't understand how that's possible. Oh, but wait, we're selfish and we kill everything, so.
Yeah.
Here's your answer.
And how's the Vaal River looking?
It looks okay. It looks all right.
There's a fish.
She hasn't seen any fish.
Guys, I haven't seen any fish or crab or like...
She hasn't seen anything. She just sees
birds
people.
Birds that are different from your normal birds. I haven't seen that.
All right. Over the past couple of weeks, pirates have been going through a slum as well. Have you seen any pirate supporters?
You?
Because I think we also might be on the verge of extinction as well.
No, you? Guys, I'm sure they are. I'm sure they are. I see them every time when they lose a game.
When they lose a game.